darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here.
Sitting by your friends and to forget that God is here. He's here in this moment. He's here, he's alive inside of us. And we come into an opportunity to be changed in his presence, to have our hearts changed in his presence. We come into a moment, an opportunity to draw closer to God, to feel his love, to let that love drive out the fear, the worry from the week, the fear of what's ahead. We step into a moment, an opportunity for healing, for freedom, for breakthrough. And our worship is such a part of our faith. It's not just a routine of a Sunday morning. Worship is, it's commanded in the word that we are to worship Jesus. But this is the other incredible thing about worship, is that it becomes a weapon for us. That our worship is, this is the way that we silence our enemy. We silence the lies, the things that would try to rise up against the name of Jesus. The things that would try to make us believe that there's no hope, or to believe that there's no freedom, or to believe that there's no way out. And as we fix our eyes on Jesus and we sing into the waves, into the storm, into the chaos, into the problem, whatever it is, as we fix our eyes on Him, not on anything else around us, and as we just worship Him for who He is, the truth of who He is, our enemy is silenced. Those things start to crumble and to fall. Jesus goes before us and He fights the battles for us when we just worship Him.
Even when I don't see it, You're working. Even when I don't feel it, You're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop working.